Unit 5. Net changes life. Part 1. Warming up. A.
Keywords. Email message. Addresses. Queen Elizabeth II. Jimmy Carter. Email accounts. Hoax.
Vocabulary. Crash. Coordinate. Account. Hoax. Main.
You are going to hear some important dates in email history. Supply the missing dates and words.
Great dates in email history. October, 1969. Leonard Kleinrock, a UCLA computer science professor, sends the first email message to a colleague at Stanford. The computer promptly crashes.
March 1972. Ray Tomlinson, author of the first email software, chooses the @ for addresses. I got there first, so I got to choose any punctuation I wanted.
February 1976. Queen Elizabeth II becomes the first head of state to send an email message.
Fall 1976. Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale use email every day during their campaign to coordinate their travel schedules. A single message costs $4 to send.
September 1983. Colby College in Waterville, Maine becomes one of the first institutions of higher education to assign email accounts to all its students.
December 1994. A widely circulated email hoax appears, warning that reading an email entitled "Good Times" will erase your hard drive and destroy your processor.
December 1998. In the movie You've Got Mail, a celebration of email romance, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks recreate The Shop Around the Corner online. The original movie, The Shop Around the Corner, was shown in 1937.
B.
Keywords. Information superhighway. Shorthand. Abbreviations.
Vocabulary. Techie. Zoom. Decode. Standby. Make the rounds.
Listen to a short talk about the abbreviations used on the internet. What do these abbreviations mean? Write down the full meaning.
One feature of the information superhighway is that the traffic travels fast, and techies use their own special shorthand to keep messages zooming along. Today, we'll help you decode tech talk by answering some not-so-frequently asked questions about abbreviations on the Internet. What does it mean when a message includes the letters AISI or IMHO? AISI stands for As I See It, and IMHO is shorthand for In My Humble Opinion. Some modest folks will also add FWIW before sharing their opinion, which stands for what it's worth. Others express their disapproval with the letters CMIIW, that is, correct me if I'm wrong. The list of commonly abbreviated phrases on the net is nearly endless. As a matter of fact, AAMOF stands for as a matter of fact, and believe it or not, gets posted as BION. Are there any pre-information age abbreviations still making the rounds in this high-tech era? You bet. The old standbys FYI, MYOB, and SOP, which stand for your information, mind your own business, and standard operating procedure, are still frequently used today, even in email. Since time is getting short, has the net given us truly short and clear ways to say goodbye? Try TAFN, that's all for now, and BCNU, be seeing you.
C.
Keywords. Tim Berners-Lee. World Wide Web.
Vocabulary. Primitive.
You are going to hear some statements. Each statement will be followed by a WH word. Write down the relevant segments according to the WH word. For example, if you hear, the boy was looking for his mother whom, just write down the words, his mother.
Tim Berners-Lee is the man who wrote the software program that led to the foundation of the World Wide Web. Who?
In the 1980s, scientists were already communicating using a primitive version of email. When?
In 1990, Tim Berners-Lee wrote programs which formed the basis of the World Wide Web. When?
In 1991, his programs were placed onto the Internet. Where?
Between 1991 and 1994, the number of web pages rose from 10 to 100,000. How many?
Right now, the world is focused on e-commerce. What?
The invention of the web brings rapid rewards to people with imagination and new ideas. To whom?